From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. World Health Organization calling for the immediate evacuation of hundreds of sick and wounded people from eastern Aleppo in Syria. WHO estimates children comprise about one-third of the hundreds of civilians who've been killed or wounded in the past 2 weeks. Rick Brennan is the WHO Director of Humanitarian Emergencies.
According to health officials there, there have been 338 deaths in the last couple of weeks due to the bombardment, including 106 children. 846 other individuals have been injured. Again, almost a third children, 261 children.
Russian Air Force's bombing campaign in Syria marked its first anniversary on Friday, with a Kremlin spokesperson saying there is no time frame for the operation. Kremlin has officially declared as the main objectives of its air campaign in Syria to eliminate radical Islamic extremists and protect Russia from the spread of international terrorism. During a eulogy at the funeral of the late Israeli leader, President Obama says Shimon Peres's determination to coexist with Palestinians is in the hands of Israel's next generation. Mr. Obama praised Peres as one of the giants of the 20th century and likened him to leaders like Nelson Mandela and Queen Elizabeth. Peres suffered a severe stroke 2 weeks ago, died Wednesday at the age of 93. European Union Environment Ministers in Brussels unanimously approving the ratification of the 2015 Paris Agreement on Climate Change. For the climate deal to take effect, 55 countries have collectively produced 55% of global emissions must sign onto it. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter says he finds comments by the President of the Philippines comparing himself to Nazi leader Adolf Hitler deeply troubling. Speaking in Hawaii to reporters following a meeting with ASEAN defense ministers, Carter said Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte's recent comments and internal actions were not discussed during Friday's gathering, so he was giving his own view. Duterte on Friday likened himself to the Nazi leader, saying, "Hitler massacred 3 million Jews. Now there are 3 million drug addicts. He said he would be happy to slaughter them." Philippine police and vigilantes have killed at least 3,000 people for drug use and drug sales since Duterte took office at the end of June. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called on the governments of India and Pakistan to proceed calmly with rising tensions between the two nations. Stefan Dujarric is Mr. Ban's spokesperson.
The Secretary General urges the government of India and Pakistan to exercise maximum restraint and address the outstanding issues peacefully and through dialogue. He would welcome all proposals in that regard, as well as any de-escalation initiatives.
India said it carried out surgical strikes against militants across the highly militarized frontier that divides Kashmir's region between India and Pakistan. Pakistan dismissed the report that India's military had targeted terrorist launch pads inside the Pakistan-controlled part of Kashmir. Islamabad said instead that two of its soldiers were killed in what it called unprovoked firing by India across the border. Rosetta spacecraft's 12-year mission studying a comet came to an end on Friday when it crash-landed on the surface of the comet. As planned, Rosetta, the first space probe to circle a comet, was ordered to fire its thrusters for 208 seconds, slipped out of orbit, collided into the icy surface of the comet. Patrick Martin is the mission manager.
Flying to a comet and around a comet for over 2 years, as close as a few kilometers and more than 500 million kilometers from Earth, is a challenge, and we've done it. And this tells you that we've got the right people here and, the best people you can get to do this job, and we are very proud here.
Before it crashed, Rosetta collected and transmitted a final collection of data and photos, including some close-up images of the comet's surface. Spacecraft, which launched from the European Space Agency in 2004, sent a surface down to the comet.
That's the latest world news from VOA.